Thank you for calling customer service. This is Riley. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a serious question. The Goliath product.
Yes, sir.
What should that show up on my card statement under?
Can you give me your zip code so I can look that up?
98366.
And your first and last name?
Jonathan Hamilton.
And you were asking what again? I'm sorry.
What that charge would show up under on my bank statement.
The Goliath, there was a charge on the 25th of February for the night for $93.99.
Why?
And then again on the 28th of January for $93.99.
Okay, I'll ask a question again. Why?
Okay, so what was ordered was a 14-day trial for a 30-day supply. That $5.95 was for shipping and handling, so you can get that product to try it and see if you'd like it. But since you did not call back to end that trial, we did charge you that full price for that product and would have sent a new product out for that same price.
Okay. I honestly had no idea that it was a trial thing. So, by all means, stop that. And I've only received one bottle.
Yes, sir.
So, and it showed up under somebody else completely different on my bank statement. Showed up under proliving.com or something like that.
Yes, sir.
So, by all means, stop whatever is, I don't want to, $93 a month? No. For a bottle? No.
Yes, sir. I'm going to go ahead and cancel out your account so you don't receive any other charges. Do you need a cancellation number?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, are you ready for that number?
Yeah.
All right, C is in Charlie, 9831. E is in Edward, 5. D is in David. F is in Frank, 9.
Okay. All right, where did that problem realized? Because, yeah, the charges didn't come up under, it came up under a totally different website, everything.
Yes, sir.
I have no way of knowing that the two were connected. So, yeah. that's all I needed.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer service and have a wonderful day.
You too.